This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, December 2nd. God's word for you today is in view. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 39, verse 4, and it says, Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is. The first implication of tent and the enlargement thereof is the cumulative increase of influence. The second implication is the expansion of God's kingdom. The third implication is the tent speaks of covering and love. The fourth implication is tent speaks of the temporary nature of our habitation. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 9 to 10 says, And even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner, living in tents. Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God. Abraham got to the land that God had promised him, but instead of building a mansion, he was living in a tent. If it was just a city designed by God, that would be beautiful enough. If it was just a city that was designed by other people, that would be beautiful enough. But guess what? He was looking forward to a city designed and built by God. Am I saying you should get out of your house, put up a tent, and live there with your children going forward? That is not what I'm saying, and that is not even what God is saying. What God is saying to us is that we need to understand the nature of our enlargement. The nature of our enlargement, no matter how beautiful, glorious, and grandiose it is temporary. We're in a tent. We're expecting the coming of Jesus, and he will come. Tent speaks of the temporary nature of our habitation. John chapter 1 verse 14 says, And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Greek word translated dwelt literally means to dwell as in a tent. So while Jesus was on earth, he lived amongst us like a stranger in a foreign land. Even though we were made by him, the world was made by him. When he was here, he still lived as one who was on a mission, on a journey, and not as one who had arrived at their destination. That is what it means to live in a tent. When you know that you are on a journey, you know that your habitation has to be temporary. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19 and 53 says, And if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are more to be pitied than anyone in the world. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. God says that if we do not have a view of eternity in God, and we are making decisions as though everything starts and ends here on earth, then we are to be pitied. The tent speaks of the temporary nature of our habitation. Let us pray. Father, teach me to number my days, to understand the temporary nature of my time here on earth, and to move with purpose in every step. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.